Mark, you recently issued a special alert to your subscribers about Japan's monetary policy, and it's giving me a really scary case of deja vu.
Well, we actually have seen this all before, Dave, and that's why you're having this case.
to set this up, let's go back to December of 2007. I'm going to play a clip here of an interview we did where you explained why cheap money from Japan was causing big problems.
Japan has had an effective lending rate of zero or even negative numbers. So people can borrow there, go out of yen into another currency at some rate, and still make money. And I suspect that now we're talking about trillions of dollars per year in that flow.
So we're looking at a big worldwide problem. Is there anything that, you know, an individual investor can do with their money to protect themselves?
Well, I think there is. I mentioned this on CNN in London in March when this first started to show up. It makes sense to me to be in cash more than you normally would, so you'd be less exposed to this situation.
And once again, that was recorded in December of 2007. And Mark, I tell you, less than a year later, when the stock market just plunged, I was kicking myself for not following your advice.
Well, I'm sorry, Dave. Let's try and do it right this time.
So this time, well, what is the nature of this alert? What triggered it? What is Japan doing?
Well, Japan historically has been a currency manipulator, as you probably know. We've talked about this. And they lead the pack, but they were followed by South Korea and then China, which is the worst behavior of all on this score. And now every country in the world, almost all the major G20 countries, are playing this horrible game of currency wars where they try to degrade their currency to get a little edge in their export trade. And it's really destructive economically. So it's scary because Japan has just launched, they have a brand new prime minister, as you know, Abe, and his whole campaign is based on the idea of doing more of the same. So instead of trying to reform their system, he wants to print what will turn out to be 2.5 times the rate of money that even the U.S. is printing, and we're printing too much money right now.
So what do you think is going to happen?
Well, my concern is that the world is kind of turning a deaf ear to this. I watched the IMF, and instead of saying that this is wrong, which is what they should be doing as the kind of the global economic cop, they're praising Japan and saying that it's fine. This is okay. So we've lost the ability to regulate, and we now have every country creating fake money, fiat money, and it can't end well. I'm very concerned, and I know there are other people who are very concerned about this, that this will lead to hyperinflation at some point, and we'll not be able to pull back from it.
So we are heading toward another meltdown, in your view.
Yes, exactly, for the same reason. And my other concern is that the people who run these things, these central banks, really don't understand how the economy works. Last time around, we had the big crash in 2007 because we had too much hot money, too much global liquidity. And here they are creating too much hot money again, apparently unaware.
Do you see any hope? Is there any way we can avoid the disaster that you see us heading toward?
Well, if Christine Lagarde, who's running the IMF, were fired tomorrow and someone were put in who had religion on this, we might be able to get away out of it because somebody running the IMF could say, this is the wrong way to go. We insist that countries stop this currency war business and go back to their proper business of growing their GDP.
So in 2007, you said the smart money was in cash. Where's the smart money now?
Well, because every country is degrading its cash, that's not a good place to be, I don't think. So I'm concerned that you have to find things that are even more fundamental. I mentioned food and water, not as a joke in my last piece, but I think it's serious. You need to find things that people really need.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries at stratnews.com. You can download our monthly conversations on the digital future at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.